Well, bloody hello, boys and gals and them and theirs, everyone. Hello. I know I just haven't posted in a while, and I'm so sorry. I apologise greatly. Please don't hate me. I could write a poem for you, but I'm just not going to do that. I've just had a whirlwind of a life change of a week, so... Oh, and I will update you. I think this is going to be a good chat about 2002, but also just a good bitch about Etan's life. So hold on to your rocking chairs, because this is going to throw you away. Blow you away? Throw you away. Blow you away. Tell you what. Anyway, welcome to Wherever with Etan. Whatever, wherever, with whoever is what fashion is today. So join me as I venture into the ever-changing and unforgiving world of fashion. Today, we're going to be looking at the... For episode 4, because we've done 4. God, I'm good, aren't I? 2002 and the runways from 2002. I'm going to be specifically talking about the designers from Prada, Calvin Klein, Chanel, and Alexander McQueen. Anyway, I've had too many coffees today, so let me settle down by updating you on my life. So my life has been a bit of a hot mess. I recently got back in contact with my ex, which... I just don't know was a good idea. I mean, it was. But also, was it? Is it ever good to talk to your ex? I mean, if one of my girlfriends came to me and said, I started talking to my ex, I'd be like, no. Hell no, girl. You're better than that. Don't do that. But it's me. So I said yes. And then I also introduced him to my parents. Why would I do that? I don't know. Anyway, I did. They got along like a house on fire, which hasn't helped me get over this at all. But God... Good looking man, I tell you what. Bloody hell. Can't deny that. Can't deny a face like that. Anyway, that's like what's been happening in my life. I mean, apart from the fact that the world seems to be going through a serious... Like, this feels like the purge. Like, it feels like this is it. This is the apocalypse. It's awful what's happened with George Floyd. And I stand with Black Lives Matter for the rest of my life. I just think it's awful what's happened. Oh, we just don't need more deaths during COVID. But also it kind of stresses me, like, we're having protests. Excellent. We need them. Need them to happen. But it's like, could COVID just have not happened this year? But also, I mean, could, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be so dangerous to be going out and protesting in mass because of COVID. But also, like, screw COVID. But also, like, could COVID just, like, stop for 5 minutes so we can protest because we need to protest? Oh, so annoying. Because I swear, if we didn't have COVID, more people would probably protest. Because people are aware of, like, how dangerous it would be to be in mass right now. But, like, the protesting's more important than COVID. Ugh! Anyway, angers me so much. Anyway, as always, we're going to start talking about Material Girls. Which was actually kind of weird for 2002. We had a lot of silk coming in. I mean, I don't mind silk and satin, but, like, girl... Surely we don't have to have this much. Yeah, we got a lot of, like, PJ wear from Prada. Prada was having all those PJs. We love the PJ vibes. I feel like they're really coming back in. I mean, when I say coming back in, they've been in for, like, the last 2 years, I think. But, you know, there's PJ tops, little button-ups, you know. They're always kind of cute. I mean, I actually posted... Oh, I don't know if I posted the one on my Insta. You should check out my Insta while I talk. Anyway, You also get a lot of knitted wear and knitted skirts in Prada, which was kind of the same as, I think it was Balenciaga of 2001 had that, which is like, yuck, a knitted skirt. Ugh, God, anything that's a cardigan, that isn't a cardigan shouldn't be knitted, I swear. Calvin Klein last, the 2001 did the knitted hoodies, another hot bloody mess. Anyway, big balloon skirts, you've got a lot of like diamond patterns, you get a lot of patterns for Prada. You get those velvet shoes as well, ugh. Not a good look. And that foily leather. You know when they like paint... They don't paint leather, but it's like that really metallic-y looking leather. You get a lot of that for Prada too. It's just not a vibe, especially on shoes. Ew. Okay, so my voice is really weird today. Like, I'm a bit of a singer. Anyway, but it's been like really weird and croaky today. Like, I'm a bit on a vocal fry, so I can talk really low. Which is shocking for me, so... Maybe I'll talk like that for the rest of the session. No. Who am I kidding? Anyway, we get a lot of, like, rough kind of silks, and I mean, like, the internal of silks and stuff. on bottoms and in ugly shorts and pencil skirts. Ew, we got cotton on cotton vests and tops and half cardigans, those really cropped cardigans, which aren't always a vibe. We did get a lot of like plissé silks. Plissé really started, like came up for McQueen as well, to be honest. Plissé, if you don't know what that is, it's like pleated, but it's permanent pleated fabric. It's treated to be pleated. Treated to be pleated. Oh, God. I'm a poet. Anyway, you get silk singlets as well, and you get a bit of leather detailing in boots and belts. Thick wool skirts again, which are like kind of fun, but kind of not. They're kind of good if you can wear it right, I think. But they are very like not today, but they're good for like a work wear, I guess. Again, you get the classic kind of like shiny materials with like muted materials. So like velvet dresses with leather detailings, like there's something about that that is pleasing to look at. And I think leather's a bit, you know, leather's shiny, or I mean, depending on, you can get like patterned leather or just normal straight matte leather, but it does have a much different luster to it than like a fabric would. So if you've got a cotton with leather, there's something that draws the eye in because there's multiple things happening. And you also get these flapper style dress throws that go over cotton dresses. And these, I mean, are like, they're like twisted materials that have been like added to these dresses. Anyway, it's really weird, but I didn't post anything on them because I just didn't want to ruin my own Instagram because they ruined their bloody runway. Boom, roasted. Anyway. Oh yeah, Calvin Klein. We had this like medical white runway. Like everything was like white, white, so white. And then also just like so black. It was just random. But I kind of digged it. Like it was like it was an interesting runway for Calvin Klein because it was just like a massive like power suit vibe, which you can see on my post. You can see that woman wearing that beautiful white power suit, but that's that stark white I'm talking about. And then you get those massive like classic men's jackets as well, which is like a constant, which those suits, of course, are cotton polyester fabrics, but they're not too shiny. So they're going to be on more on the cotton side. And then we get a lot of it's based heavily in female power suits. Like I said, we get, these high neck long sleeve tops and then spaghetti strap singlets over the top of them, like that layering kind of look. White cotton, yeah, heaps of that, button ups and short pants, short skirts, jackets, everything like science lab coats, all in like that cottony material. Leather belts, nothing too fancy though, just like quite an average leather belt. Pinstripes as well comes in a bit because we're doing suits, of course, you're gonna do pinstripes. Yeah, so many weird things with Calvin Klein. I don't really know why it happened the way it did, but it did. It was just an interesting runway anyway. And then you do get some really nice simple silk dresses as well at the end of the runway that has really strong tailoring, which is really nice too. When it comes to the men, you get a lot of things like Matrix. It's a part of the Calvin Klein runway, which was all black, was just so matrixy. It was classy and it was chic, and then it was all black and black tulle and black, you know, cotton, and you get occasionally that black velvet and stuff like that too. But it was really sleek and like sexy with really interesting tailoring that like really elongated the legs, and which was a bit more Alexander McQueen. A lot of other brands were doing like that still low rise look, so elongating the legs was a bit different. But big black leather boots and stuff. Like Calvin Klein just had this really classy vibe, but it was very much like all those black outfits I could just see in the Matrix. God, the Matrix had such a vibe. I feel like people dress like the Matrix now still. Yeah, pleated silk in tops that balloon out and flow and move. A lot of movement in dresses, woolen cottons and coats and suits as well. Silk women's skirts that went just up to the ankle. And they were kind of awkward, but I think it was the pleating that kind of worked. You get a couple massive woolen coats, and chill slips that kind of work too. For Chanel though, we get a bit of like, there's a little bit more, nylon and polyester in use, where we're using polyester for shiny material. So when there was a suit, the polyester mix would be more polyester heavy to create a shinier suit, especially in trench coats. You do get some nylon cargo pants that pop up in some colors, which are kind of weird. And in the same, that cargo-y material, it was the nylon material because it wasn't quite as muted, as muted, I guess, as a proper cargo canvas, but it was a more nylon in the way that it was a shiny material. But they had them in biker jackets too. They later had some leather work in biker jackets too, but anyway, it was a bit weird. They had those classic, weaved leather belts. They had pearls galore. It's Chanel. Karl Lagerfeld loves a chain, right? Loves a pearl chain whenever he can, but there was heaps of them. Heaps of them in shoes and stuff too. which just adds movement. I don't know. I liked pearls. I do like them, but I don't know. With some cargo pants, that's just not a good look, is it? And they have these body suits. Ugh, God, which is pretty bad. You do get a couple lace detailings popping up in trims and hemmings. Embroidery on sheer as well. Yeah, there's a fair few random sheer numbers in big summer dresses and off-shoulder tops, some with frills and stuff too, which kind of came out of nowhere considering the runway started with cargo pants. But yeah, I don't know. This year was a bit of a hot mess. Anyway, we get the same kind of thing in Alexander McQueen too, a lot of silks and sheer dresses. Alexander McQueen was really trying to go for the shiny look though, I think. A lot more leather. There was a lot less, apart from his spring collection, which had a little bit more muted and matte fabrics. A lot of the fall was a lot more wintry. A lot more shiny and stuff like that. But you do get some cute silk dresses and silk trousers and jumpsuits. You get heaps of leather harnesses, and you'll see it on my Insta, but they just look exactly or really similar to inspiring Dion Lee with their leather harnesses. I mean, a lot of brands are doing leather harnesses at the moment, but that's just the one that stood out to me. You get some satiny, shiny stockings. You get big patterns, you know, polka dot patterns. McQueen loves the polka dot patterns. You get awful morph. I posted it. It's that awful silver suit. Like, it's like a morph suit. It's so skin tight. It's awful. Ugh. Oh, God, I can't. I just can't with some stuff. Like, I love Alexander McQueen, don't get me wrong, but bloody hell, a silver suit. He looks like one of those, like, it looked like one of those statues. One of those people that, like, are in the city and they, like, paint themselves gold and then they, like, stand in one position. Yeah, it looked like that. It did. God, a rough day. A rough day at work. Had to look like a statue. There's a lot on, detailed leather work and silk work and shiny materials. It's like there's a lot of denim pops up too, in really like detailed denim with really detailed tailoring and obvious fabric work. There's heaps of, there was a couple corsets came up. It was a Matadoro runway, and I'll explain that a little bit more when we talk about silhouettes, I think. But all in all, yeah, you, like I said, in McQueen you get that Justin Timberlake look, you know, that double denim. What is it? Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears? Oh, that double denim look was awful. Although Alexander McQueen pulled it off a little bit because he had a dress and a skirt, and a top that were all denim, but he had really nice, like, caramelly brown leather detailing. And then they had a bodysuit, but it was really well tailored and fit the body really well, which is really flattering, and it kind of works still. I mean, I'm not one for a heap of denim. Like, I think you have to have a couple good denim pieces in your wardrobe, but a full outfit, I don't know. And we also got this cool, there wasn't much fur coming up, mind you. Like, I didn't see much fur work, but Alexander McQueen did a bit of fur work in just occasional jackets, one or two jackets in fall. And they did this one grey jacket, which was a cropped fitted jacket, where it was very tailored. You could see it was tailored because it wasn't just like a full fur cylinder. There was bits of fur missing and stuff. It was really, really nice. But it also had a fur hoodie, which I just love. I thought, how exciting. Imagine putting a fur hoodie on. How classy. Anyway, that's pretty much it for materials. It was a very shiny year. I did forget to comment, but Prada and Chanel both had a bit of boucle and tweed in there too, which is kind of fun. But yeah, that's materials. I know normally now I would talk about silhouettes, but I think I just want to quickly run through shoes because there wasn't a lot to say about the shoes of this year. Wasn't a crazy, crazy year for shows. And then I can talk more about silhouettes, which y'all know I can't stop talking about. Of course, we've got some boots. I think the worst part, the one that really sticks out to me was, Chanel had these, like, was it Chanel? Yeah, they were. Sorry. So we got some sneakers, classic sneakers. They kind of look like gazelles, you know, Adidas gazelles. But they weren't because they were Chanel. Chanel! Anyway, but you got these like kind of mid-calf tube leather boots that had really stubby heels and were pointed, and it just, oh, if you could see my face right now, I'm going pale. I feel ill. It's just not good. It's just not a good look. I just find, like, I like a leather boot as much as the next person, but those really tiny, tiny heels, oh, they're just not flattering. They make your feet look long and flappy and like awkward with that tiny heel. It makes your feet look really big. Like, I just don't understand why you do it. I don't get it. And I think even for, like, tall women, like, I get that they want to wear a heel, but you can wear a heel that doesn't look like that. I don't know. I feel like if a tall woman wants to wear a heel, maybe stick to, like, a more of a chunky heel than rather a thin heel like that. Like, it just looks awful. You know what those heels look like? You know when you, like, were in primary school and you'd keep sharpening a pencil down till it was, like, a tiny little stub? That's what the heel looked like. I'm not kidding. Ugh. Anyway. Well, yeah, a lot of pointed shoes. Prada had pointed heels as well. There was a couple loafer styles from Prada that also McQueen did too, in velvety leathers and suede leathers and stuff like that. You get some really gross ballet flats in Prada. Ugh, yuck, I hate a ballet flat. Not only does that not support your Achilles, but it's just not good for you. It doesn't look good. You get nice leather knee-high boots, patent leather, classic black pumps, and classic black pumps in suede too from Prada. Occasionally in multiple of the runways, there was occasionally just a random pair of heeled sandals. I don't know why. Calvin Klein had gladiator flats. Ugh, not big on that. Calvin Klein had a lot of sandals. They had like metallic leather sandals, which I'm just not really a fan of. They had a great pair of, Calvin Klein had a great pair of leather boots that remind me of de Moliere's, but yeah, they were really nice. Yeah. A lot, again, Calvin Klein, a lot of their men's shoes were just like patent leather, classic black men's shoes, which not shocking at all. You got some great leather boots, brown leather from Chanel that had like kind of Western looks. And a lot of Chanel had these like, again, that pearls. I had pearl detailing on them. Like, I look like a pearl anklet on the boot, which reminds me a lot of the Peter Doe. Oh, great brand, mind you. Check out the Peter Doe. But they have like anklets on their boots, and their boots are stunning, much better than Chanel's of that year. But that really reminded me of that detailing on top of it. You get some chunky stilettos in McQueen. Boots that are skin tight as well, that go up to the knee and go up above the knee. You get some that aren't so skin tight but are structured, so they look better. And they're coming in like bright reds because this was the Matadoro runway. You get some really lace up heels that kind of remind me of like a chorus shoe, but that kind of matched the tops that McQueen were going for. You also got these lace up boots that look like a corset on the leg because they didn't have that inner tongue. So you could see the leg underneath, and I just fucking hate them. They're just awful. Ugh, yucky, 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 yucky. I don't like to see skin on the feet, but also, who does? Do you know what I mean? Anyway. Skiddly beep bop pow. Oh my god, were you listening? I didn't mean to be scatting. God, what is wrong with me today? I think I'm actually coffee high. Imagine if I was stoned. Imagine if I did a podcast stoned. I do not believe in drugs, and you should not use them if you are underage or any age. To be honest, they're very, very bad for you. But also, how good is weed? Anyway, I shouldn't be saying that. Mom and Dad, please don't listen. Anyway, now we can talk about silhouettes. Could you name your daughter Silhouette? Nah. What would you call her? Silly. Come here, silly. Anyway, bloody hell. What am I doing? I mean, if you look at that picture I posted on Prada, you can see how awkward that silhouette is with that really, like, knee-length skirt and low-rise belt and the top that was just baggy and, my fucking brain hurts. You do get a couple frills running down the center of the skirts and tops that is just hideous. Like, literally frills just running down the center of an outfit. I don't know what the point of that was. Miuccio Prada, what are you doing? Low-rise skirts and like random materials, bottoms are just sitting around the hips, like pants are just sitting around the hips, awkward cardigans, awful awkward length cardigans. Oh god, Prada's classy, why is this happening? Like I said, you get that turtleneck under like singlets and stuff, which is kind of like a vibe we have today. I don't know if I like it, but it is kind of a thing. I don't know, I think it just depends on the body like you have. I don't know, I'm not body shaming, but I just think like somebody suit better things, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. But although, actually, that being said, I'm probably wrong. I take that back. I redact that. Because a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, tall people suit this, tall people suit that. Or, like, you know, heavier people suit this and skinny people suit that. But I think you can actually pull off anything with any body type. One, if you own it, and two, if it's tailored right. Because tailoring does have to change, but it doesn't mean you can't, like, if you're a short person, it doesn't mean you can't rock a really baggy pair of trousers. You just have to make sure that it's baggy in ratio to your height. It's not just baggy in ratio to a tall person, because then, yes, it will look odd. So actually, I take what I said back. I'm sorry. Anyone can rock anything, and I love you all. Anyway, you get some random high-waisted pants that are tucked into knee-high boots, which is a yes from me from Prada. I love that look when the high-waisted pants just smoothly transitions into a boot. Ugh, daddy. Anyway, lots of like timeless classic dresses that are in silk and in plissé as well, with leather belts. So like those leather belts were used so you could perfectly shape and fit the body, which is I think is a lovely way to create a silhouette. Like a really loose fitting dress with a belt. Stunning, 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 stunning. And Chanel did that, but they didn't have the belt. But I'll talk about that in a moment. I just like seriously choked. Anyway, you get a couple of puffy shoulders on button-up shirts and short-sleeved tops, which is just like, not a vibe. High-waisted skirts and pants, which is like kind of a blessing because thank God I was really hating those low-waisted vibes. The high-waisted is always better mid-rise, you know. I just don't know why. I don't want to see your pubes coming on the top of your jeans, doll. Anyway. Yeah, so you get some puffy shoulders on dresses. I like that I said yeah, like I was like shutting myself up. Anyway, knee-high socks to create boot shapes, which is a classic. A lot of designers do that. Again, like I said in the last video, if you're wearing a pair of heels and you think you need boots, but you like the heels, put on a pair of socks. It might do the trick. Vinyl coats came in Prada. I posted that and I love that. It creates two silhouettes. You can see the silhouette underneath the coat and then the silhouette of the coat. Love that. And I love that they put the black lining in. Really creates two shapes. Occasionally, you get some really well-placed belts that cinch the skirts and tops together while flattering the body, so it kind of brings the outfit together, even if it's a different top to skirt, which works well. I think if you've got an outfit with a top and a skirt that kind of go well, but, like, shouldn't be right up next to each other, put a belt on top and, like, make sure the belt covers all seams between the outfit, and it will just look stunning. And then a black pair of boots. Ooh! Anyway, well-cut jackets that create even proportions on the body. They're not too short, not too long. They don't make your torso look too long. They don't make your hips look too high. Really well done there. Prada's really good at making some really chic tailoring. They always have been. Oversized blazers pinched with thick belts. Kind of a vibe like that. That's kind of Miu Miu. Remember when I did the Miu Miu runway with Beth? Oh, I miss her. I was with her last night. We got hammered. It was a great time. I should have recorded another video. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Just like really thinning shapes on some of the Prada outfits too, for fall. You get some really sexy movement from loose fit silks and PJ style tops and skirts as well. Turtlenecks over silk maxi skirts, kind of a vibe. I think we still do that today. I just do like that with a black boot. I do forget that. And then I see it on a friend. One of my friends just did that the other day. And I fucking love it. Like a turtleneck over a silk slip. With a black boot or even just like a strappy heel. Oh, yeah. Anyway, then in Calvin Klein, because we're talking about suits again, we get a lot of shoulder pads. You get those kind of, you know, Dickies, the brand Dickies, how they have really well tailored pants. Their pants just always fit everyone really well. Well, yeah, Calvin Klein was doing those in chinos. Worked out well. You get some flowy skirts with tight-fitting nipple tops. So you get to see, you know, that's kind of a vibe, that top part where you can see the woman's nipple and then like flows down at the bottom. Hot. I like that. You get some really industrial style double-breasted coat dresses, and I mean that in the sense that they're quite technical, really heavy, big-pocketed kind of things, which kind of worked. But I think that's what Calvin Klein was going for that year. They kind of fell down into some military-style overcoats as well, for women, which is like oversized tailoring. And it kind of worked, and I liked it in the browns and the navies. You get military jackets made into whip jackets, matching with those kind of loose trousers that were coming up. Men's coats, where three buttons were open to a high décolletage, with slim fit pants and a shirt underneath. Kind of worked, you know. But yeah, I always think when a men's coat has three buttons, I just don't understand why. I don't know, I feel like you get some really weird ways, like some designers put coats together and they just like, I don't understand which button you want me to do up anymore. It doesn't look right. Ugh. And then nothing pisses me off more than when you go to a formal event and the man's got like all the buttons pinned up. And it's like, that's not the point of suit jacket. Anyway, whatever. Who am I to say? You get a lot of like really intense tailoring, really body hugging tailoring in Calvin Klein. But not even that, just really nice shapes that really complement the body. A couple of tennis skirts that came in, which also came into McQueen as well, but in a more of a preppy schoolgirl kind of skirts. Three-quarter length tops, which came around a bit in Chanel too, which don't look bad on women. I don't know, they're very outdated. It's not something you'd probably wear today unless it was in like, I don't know, a tight-fitting cardi or something, a booby cardigan. Cardi McCarthy. Anyway. You get some apron-y kind of vests that came up. Not a good look. Long women's blazers that cover the hips. Yeah, and they meet with a really low V, which is kind of like that one I posted of that woman's blazer on the Instagram. Yeah, thick singlets, square necklines, which are kind of nice. I don't mind them. Top tailoring with flowy bottoms, so it's quite bottom heavy, which Alexander McQueen did too. But that's all just like, of course, things will follow over. Then you go to Chanel, and then you get these kind of like weird bodysuits. Like I was saying, those weird cargo bodysuits and like metallic silvers, not a good look. You get some mid-waist pants with low-rise belts though, which kind of ruin the whole lick. And I just don't like that. Why would you have a mid-rise pant and then a low-rise belt? Ugh. Anyway, yeah. Again, with the Chanel, the movement, those big swinging necklaces, those really high collars that remind me of Jane Fonda. Love her. And then, of course, you get some of those really classic Chanel silhouettes, but they were kind of recreated and morphed for that year with the short skirts and then stronger tailoring. I don't know, because I feel like with the Chanel silhouette, the classic one, you know, the skirt with that boucle jacket, but this was like a mini skirt with a boucle jacket that was a bit more tighter fitting rather than square. And then there was a lot of like, there was a lot of really nice clutches coming out of Chanel 2002. So I think if you can get your hands on a pair of really nice, like a nice vintage 2002 clutch, there's some really nice ones in like cowhide and stuff. Really pretty. It was all about like that statement clutch. And they were quite big too. And I love that. I had this really nice one from Zara from a couple of years ago in patent leather, crocodile pattern, like embossed crocodile. And it looks so good. It's just simple black. Love it. Mini skirts and mini dresses, especially like mini dresses that are just like t-shirt dresses or button-up shirt dresses. I don't know how you'd want to call it. Yeah, big collars as per usual from Chanel. We love a nice collar in Chanel. There was a classic car look, and that appeared in it was a sheer silk skirt that was split down the middle, and then an oversized cotton shirt that had the collar up and a poorly tied tie. And then there was a sheer top over that had frills and a big V-neck, but it was a almost like a vest kind of top. And then a leather belt and stuff like that too. It was just such a Karl look. Like everyone knows Karl Lagerfeld had to be wearing a jacket and then a white shirt with a collar up and then the tie that's just not sitting right. But that was very much on that woman. I kind of loved it because it just shows, you know, it's nice to see the designer and the work. I mean, obviously like most of the time you do, but when you can see it on the designer, it's a little bit more fun. You get the classic like white suits in Chanel with the black detailing and lining. I think that's a classic. Kind of love that. Really well shaped. Long line sweaters. Yeah, they're weird. Yeah, that's right. You got these weird sweaters that went over the hips and then cinched at the hips, and they just made there's this whole thing about trying to make the torso look longer, and I don't know why. Why would you want to make the torso look longer and then the legs look shorter? I don't know. God-awful skirts, yeah, that they were hanging well below the knee. There were these thick walls and awkward patterns with heavy belts. It was just awful to look at, and I posted one of those up on the Instagram page. Anyway, Matadoro look in McQueen. What I mean by Matadoro is, you know, those bullfighters that wear those strange hats and flurry their red flags, bullfighters, the Matadors. And that runway was really Matadoro. We had like really Latin dresses that, you know, hugged the body and hugged right over the butt, but then flared it at the bottom. And like those big, huge shoulder padded jackets that were cropped and looked like a Matador jacket as well, which Gigi Hadid wore in a runway recently. I'm trying to remember who. I'm not sure. In fact, I think I spoke about it. Anyway, I don't know, but it did happen. I feel like a Matadora thing, like a designer always will have their Matadora runway. You get bootleg pants that were really nice and high-waisted, and they kind of worked. If you've got long legs, even if you don't have long legs, it can flatter you really well. And even if you're a curvier person, having bootleg will then come off your hips and go straight down on an angle, and it makes you look slimmer. I think bootleg's kind of fun. Then with Alexander McQueen, you've got these like tops that are really nudie tops where there's like, he's trying to use as limited fabric as possible on the top. So you've got so much skin showing in back and sides, and boobs are just covered in like really thinly stripped pieces of material and spaghetti straps. But then the bottoms of the skirts are huge frilled and really detailed, tailored and pleated and folded dresses that just flurry out, which were really exciting, and I kind of loved that. A bit like it was bottom heavy, like I was saying before, but kind of fun. You got a couple open blazers that were meant to stay open, that were in three-quarter arms, which are very outdated now. You don't see them anymore because they're just a bit awkward, but they're like the classic. Heaps of leather detailing in the McQueen runway, heaps, and that's what I mean by Dion Lee. Like, it just looked exactly the same. Belts and strappy belts and harnesses and bralettes over the top of like linen dresses, like so much. But there was a really strong sense of tailoring for this year, and that created really interesting shapes, especially on the dresses, these really like puffy dresses with the frills or with the way it was folded and tailored, without needing a petticoat underneath it, which is kind of fun. And they all went down, you know, towards the bottom of the calf, weren't full length, but were really nice dresses. You get some slanted dresses that kind of remind me of Comme des Garçons from the 2D square dresses, in the way that it sits at different angles around the body. But it was nice still. It was nice. But that reminded me a bit, you know, it was kind of the Latino dress. Really voluptuous dresses. They just were really interesting. You got a random pair of balloon pants that were three-quarter pants as well, which just looked god-awful, but he kind of chucked on a pair of boots and it like kind of worked. But I don't know. Balloon looks, I don't think, ever really work. Then you get, of course, a classic Alexander McQueen polka dots and patterns and stuff like that. A couple random vertical stripes and suits. And there was this one suit that worked wonderfully in vertical stripes. And then there was this god-awful preppy school look that he went for with striped shorts and striped top with a really gross vest and a tie, which just looked foul. Foul. So I just didn't enjoy that at all. But a lot of the runway was really nice, especially with a lot of the black work. Like, if he was working with black, as in the colour black, he could really get some stunning pieces out. I don't know. I feel like Alexander McQueen loved being quite extreme. So black was probably too muted for him, but he did wonderful work in working with just full black outfits, and I just loved it. I really did. He made like really classy cocktail dresses with extreme tailoring, punk rock with like the leather work and some of that way that the tailoring was like obviously corset themed on the top bodice, and it was like a really harsh edge to a really pretty cocktail dress. I love that. I think how great, how excellent, if you know you're going to a cocktail event, be like, I hate cocktail dresses, I hate having to be prim and proper, and you wear something like that and people go, oh, that works, but she's being naughty, and you go, yeah, it's Alexander McQueen, babe. Anyway, I don't know, I just think like Alexander McQueen was just god awful with colors, but great with blacks, and great with tailoring. I mean, he made those denim looks work, and I don't know how, because a full denim suit is just never a good look. Avoid leather at all. No, avoid denim at all cost. God, Matt. Anyway, bloody hell. I just saw on the table that I'm sitting on, because I'm not in my room at the moment, the book by Oliver Sacks, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. Well, he clearly didn't try and take that hat to bed. You would have noticed quite quickly, wouldn't you? Bloody hell. I don't know if it's a good book. I hope someone's read it and they think I'm an idiot for saying that. Anyway, that's kind of sums up 2002. It was an interesting year. Not much we could take out of it. I'm scared because I did see this runway from 2008. And when I get to there, I think it's just going to be a bad review. Maybe she'll just have to wait out for 2008, guys. Maybe that'll be a funny one because I just cry during it. Anyway, I think that's it for the runway. Maybe I should talk about my life. No, you don't want to hear about it. Oh, the other day I went to my friend's place and we got really, really drunk in a spa and that was crazy. Oh, I was so hammered. What a good time though. I feel like that's the perk of COVID, you know? Like, you're stuck inside, but you can see some of your friends. So just go get drunk. Do wild things. Do things that you, like, always wanted to do, but you, like, couldn't. Because you're like, oh, tomorrow I've got work. Or, oh, tomorrow I can't. I've got to do this. Now you have no excuse. Do crazy things, you know? Make big life decisions. Change your life. Come out of COVID a new person. I mean, I've been working out every day. I might come out finally with a beach body worth it. Doubtful. But I'm trying. Oh. And also, I'm just scared I'm balding, but I did shave my head, so bloody hell, I didn't help myself, did I? But my skin's really good at the moment. I'm using the Ordinary brand, but the hydrating serum. It's stunning. I recommend it. Shout out to Ordinary. Beautiful work. Love your work. Anyway, I'm sorry that I keep ranting. Thank you so much for joining me today. Love you all so much. Be kind to everyone around you. Love everybody, especially in this time where the world's kind of in mayhem. It's good to just show compassion and be loving and be understanding of everyone. Make sure you tell everyone around you you love them. And make sure you go through your wardrobe and throw out anything that's heinous. But I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll be back maybe next week if I can organize my life. But I think I might do a review of a runway. I don't know if I'll do 2003 yet. I don't know. Maybe I'll just have to wait and see and wait for the surprise. But I'll post on Instagram before so you guys can see. But love you all. Stay safe. Get home safe. Goodbye.